Good morning. Today is Thursday, May 19. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be much warmer with a high of 92 and a low of 69. It will be partly sunny with a chance of thunderstorms. In our top story, candidates who won and lost in North Carolina's primary election Tuesday looked ahead to the upcoming general election. State Senator Charles Edwards, who defeated incumbent Congressman Madison Cawthorn, said he felt energized by the results. He said he looks forward to campaigning across the Western North Carolina district ahead of the November general election. He added that he hopes that his and Cawthorn's supporters can come together to keep the district under Republican control. In other races, the endorsement of former President Donald Trump resulted in two wins among Congressman Ted Budd in the U.S. Senate race and political newcomer Beau Hinds winning his race for U.S. House. The showing in those three primaries illustrates a trend that has been repeating in many states across the country. The twice-impeached former president remains popular among GOP voters, but his endorsement alone doesn't guarantee victory. In more government news, Republican leaders in the General Assembly say they hope to implement raises for state employees and teachers in the upcoming budget, but they don't know how much that might be. Wednesday was the first day of the legislative session. While the state budget is passed every 2 years, smaller budget bills can adjust spending. Republicans are looking at both money for employees and some sort of possible tax relief. Last year's budget already includes raises for state employees. In Raleigh, the city will pay $37,500 to a woman who alleged her civil rights were violated by a Raleigh police officer almost 2 years ago when she was wrongfully arrested at a Black Lives Matter protest. The city agreed to an out-of-court settlement this month with Nia Williams, who was 17 years old in 2020. Then, she was arrested by Raleigh police officers who dragged her to the ground and zip-tied her hands during an afternoon protest after she was accused of assaulting a police officer. Attorneys said an officer violated her civil rights by wrongfully arresting her with the use of force. The woman is now 19 and said the settlement brings mixed feelings. And in sports, the Carolina Hurricanes are still unbeaten at home in the Stanley Cup playoffs. But it took overtime to get the victory. During Game 1 of their second-round series, the Canes fell behind the New York Rangers in the first period, tied the score late in the third and then won 2-1 on a goal in overtime. Game 2 is Friday night at 8 p.m. at PNC Arena. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website, and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.